Okay, today is the last staff of Masechta Midos, which is the last staff of Seder Kadoshim. It's a very great simcha for those learning Daf Yomi. And I'd like to the speaker just a few short ideas, more leaning more towards Jewish than Halacha, in honor of the Siyum of Masechta Midos and Seder Kadoshim. I'd like to begin with a beautiful idea. Very possible you've heard this, you know this from Rav Schwab. Rav Schwab's introduction to Tzfila. Rav Schwab, he gave Shiurim on Tzfila, and after he was Nifter, they published his Shiurim. It's called Rav Schwab on Prayer, published by Art Scroll. It's a fantastic, it's become a classic. And he has an idea, a very beautiful idea in the introduction, again, which I said is very, very popular. How does that relate to the theme of Masechta Midos and Seder Kadoshim? Well, we know that Seder Kadoshim is all about Karbanos. And Bizman HaZeh, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we don't have an opportunity to bring Karbanos. So Chazal tell us, Unashalmo Forim Sifosin. It says in the Pasuk that in place of bringing Karbanos, if you learn whoever learns, studies the halachos and the teachings of a karban ola, it's as if he has offered a karban ola. To a certain degree, we do that every day when we recite karbanos. In the Seder Atilu, we recite karbanos. So this also is a kola oisek. It's not the same thing as learning a masechta, spending a whole day and learning a masechta, but it is a token fulfillment. So that is the best we can do. In the shalma fodim sefasinu, your lips, sefasinu of the lips, shall be the replacement for offering the parim, the bulls. Right. There's also an idea that when you learn masechta midos, you're learning about the architecture, the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. By learning about the Beis HaMikdash, it's ki'ilu, you're building the Beis HaMikdash. There's a certain idea which is also expressed by Chazal, similar to the idea of learning and studying the matters of Korbanos. So I would like now to combine the two together, which what I'm saying now is 100% from Rav Schwab, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, where he shows that tefillah, our prayers, which are also a form of bringing korbanos, parallels the different parts of the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, when you come to the Beis HaMikdash, the first place you enter is the Ezras Noshim. That is the outside of the Mikdash itself. The Mikdash, the Kedusha of the Mikdash, begins with the Azara, after you enter Shar Nikanor. In the Azara, you have all the different parts, the Ezras Yisrael, the Ezras Kehanim, which we'll go over in a moment. You have the area of the Mizbeach, between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, the Heichol, and the holiest Mokom in the Mikdash is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. When we daven, each part of our tefillah corresponds to a different section of the Mikdash, and as we intensify our tefillah, the Seder HaTefillah, we come closer and closer towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. With the Shemone Esrei, the moment when we're oime lefnei hamelech, being equivalent to the entering the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now let me explain to you in detail what he says, what this means. Let's begin. The first part of davening is moda'ani, adon olam, matovu, yigdal, birchas netilas yadayim, asher yotzar elokai neshama. We warm up, right? You warm up in the bullpen, come early to davening before davening begins, and you have to recite all of the different sections that are an introduction to the shots, standing up and reciting the Birchas HaShachar. That corresponds to the Ezras Noshim. Every day, we know that there were three parts to the Avodah. The Kohanim did their thing, they did the Avodah. The Levim did their thing, they sang Shira. They did Shemira, and they sang Shira. And the Yisraelim participated in the ma'amados. A ma'amad means to stand. Klal Yisrael were divided. This is the Mishnah. These are Mishnayos and Masechta Tainis, where Klal Yisrael were divided into groups, and people. There was a rotation where different groups of Yisraelim would have to come to the Beis HaMikdash and daven and fast the entire day so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept the service of the Kohanim and the Levim, the Ma'amados. Where did the people stand when they did the Ma'amados? So it appears from what Rav Schwab says, they stood in the Ezras Noshim. They stood outside the gate of Shar Nikanar. There Yisrael Mar Lachatkil allowed to stand. And that's where they would come early every single day. That segment of Klal Yisrael that was on duty for that particular day, that week, to fast, they would read certain psukim or lay from the Sefer Torah. It's not clear exactly. There was an entire seder in order to the Ma'amados. It would take place in the Ezras Noshim. This took place every single day, and it took place very early. It would come early, while it was in the middle of the night, in preparation for the avoda that would occur with the crack of dawn, with Amud HaShachar. So this part of davening, called Matovu Adon Olam Yigdal and the first brachas and first time corresponds to the Ezras Noshim. It's where we begin the avoda, where the Yisraelim would come and prepare for the avoda, that Hashem should accept the avoda in the Ezras Noshim, right outside the Azara. And that's the first part. We say these things. We should imagine in our minds that we're coming to the Beis HaMikdash. We've gone through the Harabayis. We've passed through the Chil into the Harabayis. We've entered the Ezras Noshim, and we're here in the Ezras Noshim preparing the first part of davening. The next part of davening comes the Birchas HaShachar. The Birchas HaShachar are the 15 brachos, starting with Asher Nosan Lasech Vivina Shloya Sani Goy Shloya Sani Oved, so on and so forth. There are 15 brachos. And this corresponds to the 15 steps that lead up from the Ezras Noshim to Shar Nikanor. So you're familiar with Masechta Midos, Ezras Noshim, there are those four big rooms, Ezras Noshim, and then there are these 15 round steps where the Levim and the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, they would stand and play their instruments during the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. But there were 15 magnificent steps in a circle, in a half circle, which led up to Shar Nikanor. You're coming closer. You're getting closer towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. This corresponds to the Birchas HaShachar. So when you go to the next step in davening, and the Shatz begins the Birchas HaShachar, and you see the Birchas HaShachar, you're getting even closer. Then you come to the gate itself, Shar Nikanor. Shar Nikanor corresponds to the beginning of Korbanos, where we say, right after the Akedah, where we say, Lefichach. Lefichach anachnu chayavim lehodos. It refers to le'olam. It refers to where we say le'olam. He adam yesham is saying. So we go a little bit further. Avla nachnu. We come to the part the entire le'olam. It refers to the entire paragraph of le'olam, specifically the part of mo nachnu mechayenu mechastenu matzikosenu ma'ishosenu ma'achenu ma'agvesenu ma'amneima lefenecha Hashem alakinu ma'agvesenu chalukol hagiboyrim ka'ain lefenecha v'yan shashem klohayu v'achachomim kivlimadu nivom kivlihaskel. And then we go on to Avla nachnu amecha b'nei v'risecha b'nei Avraham oy. We refer to that we are different than the nations of the world. That refers specifically to Shar Nikanor. Why? Because Shar Nikanor is the place where a goy, a non-Jew, is not allowed to enter Min HaTorah. We are all very well aware that a goy cannot enter the Chel. The Chel is the area outside the Har Habayis. This prohibition for non-Jews to go into the Har Habayis is only midrabbanan. It's a harchaka, it's a geder, it's a gzera. Min ha-toyra, a goy is allowed to enter the Har Habayis. But a goy is not allowed to enter the Azara, the place where the avodah is actually taking place. That only Yisraelim are allowed to enter, of course, in the state of Tahara. When you come to Shar Nikanor, you're now coming into a place that is miyuchid for only B'nai Yisrael. And therefore, after we finish saying the Birchas HaShachar, we come to the part of davening where we say, Avul anachnu, amcha b'nei v'risecha, B'nei Avraham oy havcha shenishpat l'b'hamariya zera yitzchak yichidoy shnei l'am yitzbech adas yakoy b'ncha b'choylecha. We come to this place where we are shemei havoscha shohavtoy so b'simchoscha shesomacht v'korosa shmo yishol yishun. That's for us. And that corresponds after we descended the 15 steps, we now come actually into the Shar Nikanor. Okay? So now we've gone even further. Now we go close, we enter the Shar Nikanor. We are in the Ezras Yisrael. The first 11 Amos of the Azar is the place where Yisraelim are allowed to stand and watch. Yisrael is not allowed to go further than the first 11 Amos. There were exceptions. There were exceptions on Erev Pesach. They were allowed to go in further. It could be when there was a need to assist in the carbon. They were allowed to go further. But generally speaking, if you were a tourist and you wanted to come watch, it appears you can come watch. As long as you go to mikvah, everything you tar, you can come into the Azar, you can come watch as long as you stand within the 11 Amos. That refers to the next part of davening where we recite where... What?
To what place?
The Kohen?
No, the Kohen.
The what?
The Kohen.
A Goy only Shai Nikanor. I mean, not Torah. Shai Nikanor. That's why can go until up until Shai Nikanor.
And a Jew?
A Jew can go...
But he has to go to the mikvah.
Who? A Goy?
A Jew?
Yeah, of course.
So the Jew has to go to the
mikvah. A Jew has to go to the mikvah. Correct. To go into the Azor is a holy place. A Goy min Torah, a Goy, they were not allowed to get in that far. They were not allowed even to enter the Harabais. But Midrabanan, that was only Midrabanan. In that Torah, a guy can go all the way up, all the way until the Shar Nikanor. And that's why Shar Nikanor, according to Rav Shabbos, we're going closer and closer. So that's where you say this expression of Alav Anachdu. Then we come, we go further. And we refer to the part, we go into the Ezras Yisro. And the Ezras Yisro refers to the part where we say, Atahu Hashem Elokein Bashman Versi Vishmei Hashmaim Elyonim Emes Atu Rishon Yatu Acharon. We refer to the part where we say this next expression. I'll just find, make sure I'm saying this correctly. Oh, that's a little later. Later when we come to Kriya Shema. It's okay, it's okay. I'm not exactly sure. So let's leave that part. The Ayat Yisrael is the next section. It corresponds to the next paragraphs after we say Shema Yisrael. Let's assume that's what he means. Okay, I have to go look it up again. But let's assume that what it means is after we say this expression, the next section of Korbanos before we actually recite the Korbanos. This whole section of Lefichach Anachnu with Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Atahu Hashem Nivra Ha'olam, and Atahu Hashem Elokeinu Bashman Varitz, these paragraphs correspond to the Ezras Yisrael. What exactly is the connection between that section? I'll leave to you when you'll daven, and you'll figure out the exact connection of these 11 Amos. Then we come to the Ezras Koyhanin. Now this part is a little bit difficult. I don't exactly understand the details. You'll have to, it's because it appears to be out of order. After you've come to your 11 Amos, there was what's called the Duchan. There was a section that was a platform. There was a three-level platform that separated between the end of the Ezras Yisrael and this part of the Azor, which was Meyuchet for the Kohanim. It's called the Duchan. The Duchan has three levels. The three levels, Rav Shwab says, corresponds to Birchas HaTorah. Now, even though Birchas HaTorah generally, I think we all recite Birchas HaTorah before the Birchas HaShachar, for whatever reason, Rav Shrab says that is what it refers to, because Birchas HaTorah, there are three brachos, depending on Ashkenaz and Tzfat, Viharavna, you have a Vav and not Vav, but simply there are three brachos. There is Asher Kiddushan B'mitzvot V'tzivon La'asoik B'divrei Torah. The second bracha is Viharavna, and the third bracha is Asher Bochar Banu. And then we learn Torah. We learn Psukim, Yivarechacha. We learn a a Mishnah, and we learn a Braisa, three parts of Torah. There is the Torah Shebichsav, there is the Mishnayis, there is the Talmud, three parts. This is what is happening in the Duchan. We're focusing on the Birchas HaTorah, which the Kohanim, because this is the part where the Kohanim are teachers. They are the priests. They are the ones that are entrusted with the teaching of Torah. And it is their Makom. We now come to their Makom, and their Makom is defined by three steps, referring to the three brachos of the Torah, and the Birchas Kohanim, which we say as part of the brachos. Then we go further. After we pass the Duchan, we come into the part where the Kohanim actually do the Avodah, with the Mizbeach is. And the Mizbeach includes all of the Korbanos. And indeed, that's where we begin to recite Korbanos. We start with the Kiyar, and the Chumas HaDeshen, and the Karban Tamid, and the Ketores, and Ezel Mekoyman. We go through the entire Seder Avodah. That's very Pashut when we come to the area of the Mikdash itself. Okay, we've done Korbanos. Now we come further. We come now to the steps leading up from the Azara to the Heichal. How many steps were there? 12 steps. There were 12 steps. The Rav Schwab says there are 12 steps, but you have to include the level before you take the first step. Before you take the first step, there's a horizontal, that's the surface of the Azara. That's the 13th level. There are 13 levels. 12 levels going up, plus the 13th where you're standing before you actually ascend. That corresponds to the Yud, Gimel, Midos, Shatar, Nidreshes that are recited at the conclusion of Korbanos. After we conclude Korbanos, we then come to Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Bishloish Esra Midos HaTara Nidreshes. We're going further. As we're proceeding and diving, we're going closer and closer. We finish Korbanos. We're now going up the 13 levels. We focus on the bottom level. We take 12 steps up, coming into the Heichal itself. That's the Shloish Esra Midos HaTara Nidreshes. We then come to the Ulam, the Pesach Ulam. The Pesach Ulam corresponds to Baruch She'amar V'Hoyeho Olam. And then, in this area, there are chains. There are two massive chains. You learn them in the south, you learn these two massive chains. And on these chains, on the top were crowns. These chains and these crowns, the Keser Malchus, and the Keser Kuhuna, and we ascend these chains, refer to the Psukei D'Zimra. The section where we elevate ourselves, giving honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malchus, and the Kahuna, what it relates to. And finally, after we've gone through Pesukei D'Zimra, we come to the gate of the Heichal itself, which is Yishtabach. So let's review the section. The Ulam, there are two entrances. There's the Pesach Ulam, and after the Pesach Ulam, you come to the Pesach of the Heichal itself. In between the Pesach Ulam and the Pesach HaHeichal, there's beautiful chains which the young Kohanim would climb to look at these beautiful crowns which rested on top. Those chains with the crowns on top represent the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Psukei D'Zimra. In between those chains, there was sandwiched with an opening of the Ulam and the opening of the HaHeichal. The opening of the Ulam is the Baracha of Baruch Sha'amar. The opening to the Heichal is the Bracha of Yishtabach. Then we come in further into the Heichal itself. And what do we find in the Heichal? Three Kalim. The Menorah, the Shulchan, and the Mizbeach. The Menorah, the Shulchan corresponds to the Bracha of Yoytzer Orev Arichoshach. The description of the Bria of this world. Hashem created Orev Arichoshach. It describes basically this world, the Tev of this world. The menorah corresponds, that's the Shulchan, because the Shulchan represents the Gashmias. The Lechem, Ki Lo Yala Lechem Levada Yichya Adam, represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world. I have to be my eye on exactly what it means, the relation between the Shulchan and the Bria of this world, but that's what Rav Schwab says. The menorah represents Torah. That corresponds to the Bracha of Ahava Rabbah. And the Mizbeach HaZohav corresponds to Kriya Shema, to produce a Reach Nichoyach, V'yahavta Eis Hashem Elokecha B'chol Levavcha V'chol Nafshu V'chol Niyodecha. And then you go further, and you come to the Pesach, you come to the curtain that's mavel between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That curtain represents Geula, represents the Bracha Emes V'yatziv, which concludes with Goal Yisrael. And then you come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Kodesh HaKadoshim is where your Oimei Lifnei HaMelech is the Shemona Esrei. Then when you finish Shemona Esrei, you take three steps back. One, three steps back. you leave the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you leave the Azara, and you leave the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you leave the Heichel, and you find yourself back in the Azara. In the Azara, you have the Mizbech, you have Chazor Sashatz. That's what the Shatz repeats the Shemona Esrei. And then when the Chazan finishes, you go back outside into the Ezras Noshim, and there you recite the Tchinos, you wind down, Tachnun, and Asher V'Letzion, Aleinu, and the Yom, and you wind down. So this is how he describes, we'll review very quickly, is how he describes the Seder HaTzvila. We take the Seder HaTzvila, and we have to view each part of the Tfilah as if we're coming closer and closer in Kedusha, in the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. There's an order. You start on the Ezras Noshim with Adon Olam, and all of its related inyanim. You go closer into the Nikun, the 15 steps. Those are the Berachos HaShachar. We then come to Shai Nikunar, which Reboinu Shel Olam. We leave the Goyim behind and we go further. We then go into the next Madrega of the Ezras Yisrael, which is the next section before Korbanos. You then come into the Ezras Koyhanim, the Duchan, which is Berachos HaTorah, the three Brachos and the three different types of Torah, the Pesukim, Tanakh, and the Mishnayis, and the Braisos. And then we go further into the Ezras Koyhanim, which is where the Mizbech is, that is Korbanos itself. We then go up the steps to the Ulam, which is the 13 Yud Gimel Shtar Nedreshes. We then come into the Pesach, Ulam is the Baruch Shamar. We then go, we focus on the beautiful crowns, the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the chains, which refers to the Zimra. The Pesach of the Heichel is Yishtabach. We come into the Azara. We have three Kalim, the three Brachos. We have the two Brachos of Yotzaar and Ahava Rabba. The Mizbech is Kriyashma. We then go further to the Paroches, that's Ma'avim, to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is Goal Yisrael, Shemona Esrei, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, a beautiful idea where Uneshalma Fodim Sifaseinu corresponds to the Midos, the measurements of the Beis HaMikdash. This is his approach to Tzfilah, and then we wind down, we come back outside. This idea is a classic. He's become very famous for this approach to learning the different steps in davening, coming closer and closer in the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. It's very appropriate for the end of the Masech. The end of the Masech, you're dealing with Kodashim, holding of Kodashim, Shalom Fonim Sefaseinu. Masech, the Midos, is all the description of the Mikdash itself. And putting these two together, we can relate that when we daven, we're actually going in different stages in the Beis HaMikdash. I want to conclude with...
Can I ask you something?
Yes.
Did Rav Schwab deal with Kriya Satora on Monday and Thursday?
Not to my knowledge. From what I've read, not.
Also, another thing was because it's a little bit off this. How has, has Karbanis become a stepchild in Tefillah now?
That's a sad reality.
I'll give you an example. I've even heard the expression, well, in Yeshiva we never said Karbanis.
Yeah. It's a problem. I don't know what to answer you. It's a problem. It's not right. It's part of the Davening.
Use the term in Yeshiva, we didn't say Karbanis.
I don't have a good answer. There is no answer. It's
he never
dealt with the learning.
I don't know the answer. I don't know.
It only goes up to Shemona Esrei.
It should be said. There's no question. Fine. It's a problem. There's no excuse not to say Kabbalah.
Beyond Shemona Esrei, he didn't finish the Sefer. I mean, the Sefer was not written beyond that.
Yeah. Okay.
He didn't go into Kriya Satora.
Okay, I want to just conclude with an idea. I find this to be a beautiful idea to conclude the Masechta. The beginning of Masechta Midas begins with Kohanim doing Shmira. They are required to Shmira in three places. It's a pasuk. The pasuk says V'chanu. I have the pasuk in front of me. I'm not sure I have it. V'achoynim lefnei haMishkan Moshe v'Aaron u'banav shomrim mishmeres haMikdash leMishmeres bnei Yisrael. It says with mishmeres three times in the pasuk. And from here, the Kohanim are required to shmir in three locations. What are the three locations? This is first Mishnah Masechta Midos. B'shloishim mikoyim ha'Kohanim shomrim b'beis haMikdash. Number one, b'beis haftinos. That's number one. Number two is Beis HaNitzot. Number three is Beis HaMoikit. And what is the Beis HaTinos? HaTinos was where they prepared the Ketores. What was the Beis HaNitzot? So there are many interpretations. One interpretation is it was called Nitzot, the spark. It was because it was bright light. The way it was constructed was the sun would shine down on this open, it was like it was an open porch, and there was a lot of bright sunlight on this porch. And therefore, because it was so bright from the sun, they called it the Nitza. It's a spark of the sun. That's one of many reasons why it's called Nitza. There was a Levi, there was a Kohen that was appointed, had to stand there, do Shmira every single day, 24/7, day and night. They were Kohanim, they were guarding there in that moment. And the third place was the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was a very complex room. There were really five parts. There was a center area where there was a fire burning 24/7 to keep the Kohanim warm. And they would sleep there, and they would do their activities. Half was Kodesh, half was in the Chol. And there were four corners. And one corner was where they stored the animals for the Korbanos. And in one corner was where they prepared the Lechem Aponim. And in one corner there was a tunnel to the Mikvah. And in one corner there was the stones from the Mizbeach that were Tamei from the Chashmonaim, from the Yevanim. That's where they stored the stones as a reminder of what happened in the time of the Chashman. There was a Kohen that stood 24/7 outside this space HaMoike to keep guard. So I saw in a Sefer, very beautiful idea, that these words, these three places, which we learned from the Pasuk, have to be guarded, are Rosh Tevos Aleph Mem Nun. Aftinois is Aleph, Mokeid, Beis HaMokeid is Mem, and Beis HaNitzoitz, Nitzoitz is Nun. Aleph Mem Nun Amen. What does Amen stand for? Kel Melech Nema. So I was thinking, what is the significance of these three places with Kel Melech Nema? I think a lot about this. I don't have a good answer. If I'm told there are really seven rooms, I have to figure out what's the significance of seven. There's the Nitzoitz, it's one, then there's the Avtinais is two, and the Moiket is really five. It's four corners with the room in the center. Five, total of seven. What's the significance? What is Beis HaNitzos? Each one of these also was doubled. There was a room on top. I think on a very simple level, Beis HaNitzos refers to symbolic of Ruchnius, pure Ruchnius. It was called Beis HaNitzos because the sun would shine down brightly, in intensity, would shine down upon this chamber. The sun, the rays of the sun are symbolic of Ruchnius. Imos HaMashiach, Hashem says the sun will be expanded seven times, seven times seven. Right? We learned that in Yeshaya 344. It's going to be expanded seven times, seven times seven. It represents Ruchnius. The Beis HaMoiked represents Gashmius. Everything in the Beis HaMoiked is pure Gashmius. They would sleep on the floor. They would sleep. That sleeping is not something. I don't know, but they lived. They do. That was a living quarters. Where you live. It wasn't a place where they learned. That's where they lived. They do their needs. Okay, how to have needs also. That's where they lived. The Karbanos, the animals were stored there. An animal is Kula Gashmi. The base of the Lechem Aponim. Lechem Aponim is bread. What a person needs is the product of the earth. The stones of the Mizbeach were stored there. Ki Mizbach Avonim Taseli. The stones of the Mizbeach is called the earth. There was a tunnel to the mikvah. A tunnel is a cave in the ground to go to the mikvah. Is the Mayim from the Tahoim, from the depths. Represents the Mayim, represents all different facets of Olam Hazeh. Okay, I don't know how perfect this idea is, but there's a lot of Gashmias, objects of Gashmias that are grouped together in the Beis HaMoiked. And then there is the Beis Aftinois. The Beis Aftinois is the Ketores. What is the Ketores? It brings both together. It's the most edel of the Gashmias. It's on the one hand, it's ketores, it's spices, fire, but it produces a nachas ruach. A nachas ruach is something which is spiritual, a fragrance. Vayipach elokim nishmas chayim. Vayipach ba'ap of nishmas chayim. It's the bridge between the gashmias and the ruchnias. The kohanim are on guard to preserve these three, to bridge the Ruchnius with Gashmius, the Beis HaNitzoitz is Ruchnius, Beis HaMoiked is the Gashmius, the Beis HaTinois is the bridge between the two. This is the Tafkid of the Kohanim. They're Shoimrim. And what are the Rosh Tevos? Amen. Kel Melech Neman. We learned in Yeshaya Maybe I should read the pasuk inside and we take the Yeshaya. Do I leave mine here? Perek Chavav, Pasuk Beis. Pasuk says, Perek Chavav, Pasuk Beis, Pischu Sha'arim, open the gates. The Avoy may enter, Goy Tzadik, Shomer Emunim, the guardians of the faith. Who are the guardians of the faith? The Kohanim. Shomer Emunim, they are the Shomerim. The Shloisha Mikoimois HaKohanim Shomerim Beveis HaMikdash. And what are they guarding? They're guarding Omein, Avtinois, Moiked, and Nitzites. They're the Shomer Emunim. And this, they are the representatives of the Goy Tzadik. And they're the ones who are standing by the Sharm, the Pischu Sharm. They're the ones. So it should be a zuchus that we, Baruch Hashem, we have any shirim on these Nisachtas, and we should be zoche to the fulfillment of this pasuk. Pischu Sharm, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu come open the gates. V'yavoy Goy Tzadik, Shomer Emunim. Have a nice day. And we'll see you tomorrow.